What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bethany Klock from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us in studio this morning. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes. And you've got Scout as our news hound.
Yes.
I love this. A gentle soul.
Yep, that's the only way I could think to describe this guy. So this is the second time he's been with us. Originally, he came to us back in 2016 from another shelter in West Virginia, and he came back 6 years later because his owner died. And then recently, he came back because his newer owner passed away. So you can just imagine this heartbreak that this poor little guy is going through.
Oh, it's awful.
I know. He's 11 years old. He has the most soulful eyes. I was playing with him as much as I can play with him because he really doesn't enjoy toys or anything. He just wants to be with you. He just wants to be your 50-pound lap dog. So he's looking for a retirement home.
Oh, that's okay. So sweet.
Yep. And you have, I mean, as part, we know, the SPCA, it's not just like an adoption center, but there's law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So you have law enforcement on site working with the SPCA. Mm-hmm. Scout's been cleared.
He has been cleared. Yes, I was wondering where you were going with that.
He's good to go with anything. But it looks like a great dog.
Yes, he's very law-abiding. He is very food-motivated, which is one of his problems. He's a little overweight,
guys. Aren't
we all? Come on. Yes, I know. I certainly am, too. So he's 50 pounds. He probably should be closer to 40. So short walks with him and then lots of time on the couch is what this guy needs.
Okay. I know I can have him down 40 by the 4th. I don't know if you've been listening, but...
Right. Now, I know he's a mixed breed, right?
Yep.
But what does he look like to you? Is there a little beagle in him?
Yeah, he looks like a little beagle houndish. I'm going to see what we wrote down. We probably wrote down mutt, knowing us. Mixed breed.
Yeah.
He's not a pit bull. He's got a lovely white face. He's like the color of a chihuahua. So, I don't know. He's just very sweet. Take a look at him, and I dare you not to fall in love.
I mean, he just wants to sit on your lap right next to you.
Yes.
Aw.
Oh, it looks like a good companion. He's got kind of a sad face, to be honest.
He totally
does.
He's
looking for somebody, to take him home.
I should say that he has a positive history with cats, dogs, and kids.
Oh,
so,
that's very good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Might fit in exactly where you want to go. Not just animals at the SPCA, as we've been mentioning, but you've got some events coming up to help out the SPCA, including Wine and Wags, right?
Wine, Wags, and Brews, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, it is on Wednesday, June 11th from 5 to 8, and it takes place in our parking lot. And it is so much fun. So a lot of restaurants come. So we've got Anderson's lined up, Citizen's Cidery, Edgy Veggie Buffalo, Fat Bob's, amongst others. and you just walk around with your dog, and you don't have to have a dog, and you can try alcohol from different places and foods. And last year we introduced our designated driver ticket. That's only $25 for people like me who just don't drink, so it's less expensive. And $45 is the general admission ticket, and $75 gets you into the VIP tent, which has special drinks and special food. It's so much fun.
It's such a great event. I mean, you've got everything there. It's like Taste of Buffalo, but you can go with your dog.
A miniature Taste of Buffalo. Yeah. Yeah, where you're encouraged to bring your dog. Right.
And there are great vendors there, too. Yep. You find a lot of neat stuff. I mean, it's definitely something to put on your calendar and buy that ticket in advance.
Yes, totally do it, because I think VIP is selling out once again. So it's a very popular event. We love it. You guys will be there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some good... It's a good thing, too, to support the SPCA. I mean, it's not just a great event you have fun time at, but you're supporting a great cause.
Yes, you are. I think so, too. Thank you.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, did you hear this terrible, tragic house explosion earlier this week? But the dog survived from that.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, so, I mean
that's... How incredible is that?
Yeah, I wonder how we got out of there.
Not 100% sure on that, but it's really, when you look at what happened, incredible.
That's wonderful. I didn't hear that.
You know, whether that's instinct or whatever. We've been asking people this morning on, because there's a new thing out that says you want kids to eat around, get a little less picky, have them buy their lunch at school, at the school cafeteria. Because, you know, then they're not eating the same bag lunch every day. They might pick something else. Didn't work for me, but probably worked for other kids. In your life right now,
yeah,
do you eat the same thing every day?
Pretty much.
Right?
Yes, I do.
We all answered it the same way.
Yeah.
Are you a creature of habit? My dogs would answer yes, too, by the way.
They eat 100%. Every day.
To the point that I've gotten sick of the bag salads at Wegmans. I'm like, I have to do something else for dinner. But
box
I don't
salad.
Know what else.
Wow.
Hmm?
Box salad.
No, bagged. The bag salad.
No, you switch it up.
Box salad, like box wine.
Yeah.
Well, if there's such a thing, I would try it.
I look around. But no, it's crazy. We all eat the same thing. With the exception of dinner, mm-hmm. which is not coincidentally mm-hmm. the meal I have with my wife every day, who will not eat the same thing every day. She like gets absolutely sick of things.
Really?
So she makes you change it up.
Yeah.
If it was not for her, I would eat the exact same thing, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
Breakfast is the same. It's always a hard-boiled egg and a protein drink. Lunch, if I'm hungry for lunch, is like a turkey sandwich. It's boring.
But you kind of go to the same thing.
Yeah, fruits are always the same.
Yep.
Yogurt's always the same.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
I'm a very...
Same here.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just a terrible creature of habit.
If somebody gave me a personal chef, that'd be great.
There's nothing wrong with that. Guess what? That's that chef to make me the same thing every day. I'd find the one thing he's good at. Like, hey, whip it up.
Right. I would say grilled cheese, any sort of pasta for dinner. Yeah, that'd be great. I just don't want to make it myself.
Get a personal chef, hook you up with some grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Invite people over. Hey, check it out. Got a personal chef. You know what he makes? Grilled cheese.
Nobody can argue that grilled cheese
isn't great. Who's going to complain, though? I was just going to say, nobody would complain about that.
I don't think many will.
Put some apple slices in there. Make it gourmet grilled cheese.
I've never done that. Wow.
Well,
I don't know if I could.
Scout doesn't need you to be that fancy. He can do anything without getting too crazy. Meet Scout and meet maybe somebody else at the SPCA if you'd like to. Scout's looking for a new home at your SPCA at WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.